From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Florida is home to nearly 500,000 Vietnam veterans. The VA's health clinic in Cape Coral alone served 37,000 of them last year, and the number of Vietnam veteran baby boomers retiring to Southwest Florida just keeps increasing. What a significant number of these new retirees are discovering is that they're showing symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, often for the first time. WGCU's Michael Hirsch reports.
For a veteran who's never shown symptoms of PTSD or doesn't remember ever showing symptoms, connecting new behaviors to what happened in a war 50 years ago can be difficult. Clinical psychologist Dr. Lynn Bernstein runs therapy groups specifically for Vietnam vets and family members in Englewood. She says the symptoms include
not being able to handle stress, symptoms of avoiding people, sleeplessness, irritability, road rage, impatience with other people, only associate with vets, difficulty sharing their emotions.
Bernstein says those symptoms often combine with other, more well-known PTSD symptoms.
Flashbacks can occur during the day. We know of it at nighttime, when they thrash around, when they have sweats, when they talk in their sleep, when they smack their wives unintentionally. Yes, it is frightening to have flashbacks.
She says most vets have actually had the condition since shortly after their combat experiences, but they've been hiding it.
Well, they make believe it doesn't exist, and it comes out after retirement, but it doesn't start then.
Bernstein and other therapists say PTSD occurs or reoccurs in retirement because it's a time of life with less structure. Vets have more time to think. They may have been using work as a way to cope. They were self-medicating by turning into workaholics. Now, that coping mechanism is no longer available, and any number of events can trigger symptoms. Even something as simple as going to an Asian restaurant, though the vet may have eaten at those restaurants throughout their working life. Dave Henderson was a heavy equipment operator in Vietnam. The Punta Gorda resident says he always had anger issues, what he calls a chip on his shoulder, from the day he got out of the military in 1968. But then the first Iraq war happened. That's when he discovered his PTSD trigger.
I was going along fine. I had a chip on my shoulder. I was mad when they went into Iraq in the middle of 08. When I started feeling like I just didn't know who I was. And it was the body bags coming home that got me. I didn't know who I was anymore. It was like I was in a fog. I knew I needed help. I went straight to the VA for help.
Henderson describes the symptoms of PTSD that he's seen.
Depression, hopelessness, kind of an inability to finish things up. Your concentration's gone. You know something's bothering you, but you don't know what. You can't nail it down. You don't know why you feel this way.
There are several different kinds of therapies the VA and private clinicians use successfully to treat PTSD. Henderson says group therapy with other vets worked best for him.
So you're around your fellow sufferers, and my first meeting, I remember walking out of there, and the guy said to me, under his breath, he said, "These guys are as nuts as I am." And I started laughing, and it's true. It's true.
The important thing is letting veterans know they're not crazy, that this does happen, and that they don't have to live with their symptoms.
That's the executive director of the VA's National Center for PTSD, Dr. Paula Schnurr. She's talked with a lot of guys like Dave Henderson. She wants them to understand it's never too late to get treatment. Schnurr acknowledges that many vets may have had bad experiences with the VA in the 70s or 80s and got turned off. But she insists things are different now. She says there are effective PTSD treatments, and she encourages veterans to get help because of the bad things PTSD can do.
It ruins quality of life. It can impair a person's ability to function, and even if an individual is not working, it can affect functioning with children, with spouses, with friends.
Schnurr says the typical course of treatment at a VA outpatient clinic is 10 to 15 sessions over 4 months, sometimes longer, often accompanied by medications. Dave Henderson now runs a group for Vietnam vets. He says he hopes to help them manage their symptoms.
Our group is really, really focused on hesitating the one instant after something is said or something can turn into a bad situation. Hesitate that one moment, think before you act, and really screw things up. If you can find out that you have PTSD, accept it, work with it, defy it. Don't let it run your life. It's hard, but it can be done.
The VA offers help for PTSD at its clinics and at walk-in vet centers. A veteran does not have to apply for or be receiving disability payments to get help for PTSD. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Fort Myers.